This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today was our final actual maxim or wisdom or gem. We have one conclusion left. And for the last Quranic wisdom, I chose Surah Hud, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. For the very last message, I wanted to take a message that will persist with us after Ramadan. And that message is about persistence. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Stay firm and keep on going as you have been commanded to do. فَاسْتَقِمْ, the Islamic concept of istiqama, which is encapsulated in Surah Al-Fatiha every single day, at least 17 times, when we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. That's the same concept of فَاسْتَقِمْ, istiqama. Keep on persevering, keep on persisting, keep on walking down the path, don't give up. And this concept of persistency, this concept of istiqama, it is a constant theme. I quoted you Surah Hud, but I could have quoted you any half a dozen of verses. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَرْعَ لَكُم مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى أَنْ أَقِيمُ الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. We are telling you, Ya Rasulullah, you and Nuh, and Ibrahim, and Musa, and Isa, the same commandment, that what? Aqim wa deen, istiqama, have the same firmness in the deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that fad'u, call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wastaqim kama umirta. The same phrase occurs. Call to Allah and be firm in what you have been commanded to do. Do not waver left or right. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed Musa to go to Fir'aun, Musa prayed to Allah, oh Allah, help me, give me my brother Harun, so that we can go together. Allah says, قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا. I have given you your dua. Then what? فَاسْتَقِيمَا. The both of you, do not give up. Be firm, be consistent, persevere. Allah tells the prophets, istaqim, istaqima. Allah tells Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, Nuh, and our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fastaqim, do not waver back and forth. And that is why when Iblis was thrown out of Jannah, what did he threaten Allah? He threatened Allah that, oh Allah, because you have done this to me, he blamed Allah. Oh Allah, because you have done this to me, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. I am going to tempt them away from the istiqama. The job of Iblis is to waver our persistence. The job of Iblis, to destroy our istiqama. We are told to remain firm. We are told to keep on going down the path. We are told to go to the sirat al-mustaqim. And Iblis knows that if we stay on that sirat, he shall fail. So what is his one threat to Allah? The one threat to Allah, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَشَمَائِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ كَافِرِينَ. Iblis said, I'm going to attack them from every single angle to try to get them where? Away from the sirat. That's my goal. I want them to not have istiqama. So what is istiqama? What is this concept that Allah tells all of the prophets, that Allah told Ibrahim and Musa and Isa, that Allah tells Harun and Musa, istiqima. What is this istiqama? Ibn al-Qayyim says, istiqama is the persistence of the heart in worshiping Allah. Because when the heart is persistent, the body will follow. That is istiqama. Istiqama is not a one-off religiosity. And that's the danger of some of us during this month of Ramadan. Because a one-off religiosity is not istiqama. Istiqama quite literally translates as persevering, persistence. That's what istiqama is. So when Ramadan is coming to an end, we have to be especially careful that we don't just float up with the wave of iman and then come crashing down. That is not what Allah has commanded. Allah has commanded constantly. He has commanded, fastaqim, was واستقم استقيما استقيموا. The constant theme of the Quran, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. So as Ramadan is coming to an end, O Muslim, the religiosity we have been infused with, the spirituality that has made us, alhamdulillah, so strong during this month, we have to share and we have to save and we have to make sure that we hold on to the maximum percentage that we have. When Allah blesses us with a monetary investment, what do we do? With a monetary gift, what do? We take as much as we can, the wise one, and throws it in an investment. We put it into something that we can benefit from. This is the purpose of Ramadan. Ramadan is a bonus of Iman. We have gotten a massive chunk of Iman. Now that Iman, the goal then, the wise person, is that we save that Iman. We apportion that Iman and we put it into our bank of istiqamah. We put it into our heart of istiqamah so that it propels us until the next Ramadan. And then the same thing happens again and again and again. O Muslim, istaqim, persevere, persist. Remember what our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. The most blessed of all deeds to Allah, and the deeds that Allah loves the most, are the ones that are persistent, even if they are small. Persistence is what pays off. Persistence is what Allah loves. Persistence is how religiosity is dictated. So when Ramadan comes to an end, then make sure your lifestyle and your schedule post-Ramadan is better than it was pre-Ramadan. Make sure you are now persevering and persisting in acts of worship and in better akhlaq that you didn't have before Ramadan. When you do so, then you will live up to the concept of istiqama. And what will happen to the one who has istiqama? What will be the blessing of the one who has remained firm upon istiqama? Allah tells us in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Those who live their lives with istiqama, they shall get the VIP treatment. The angels will come down in flocks upon flocks. The angels will come down. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, these are the angels of death. They are coming down to welcome the soul of the righteous. So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Notice, to the very end, they said Allah is our Lord. And then they were firm in that. When the angel of death comes, he shall have with him an entourage of VIP angels. And all of them are going to say, be calm, relax, we're here, we're going to take care of you. We took care of you in this world, we'll take care of you in the akhirah. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. O Muslim, as we come to an end, remember the Quranic maxim of istiqamah. What is beneficial is not a one-off religiosity. That's not what Allah is looking for. What is beneficial is persistence, is perseverance, is continuity. So now that Ramadan has come to an end, then continue in the worship of Allah and persevere and persist so that insha'Allah ta'ala, when it is our time to go, we too will be welcomed by the very angels that Allah says, and we wish to hear as well, la takhafu wa la tahzanu, because we had istiqama. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who have istiqama, and may Allah guide us to sirat al-mustaqim. And we have but one lesson left, and that will be our conclusion. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.